We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN with Lyle Butler, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And I want to talk to you here in this next segment, Lyle, about Fort Riley deployments and how that's going to affect the local economy. I know this is something that this area is pretty used to, you know, with Fort Riley being so close here. But what is the impact for retailers and other businesses?
Well, Brandon, it's pretty significant because and you've been reporting on the deployment, and they had the casing ceremony earlier this week. And the thing that's a little different this time is that we have lots of soldiers leaving us at the same time. And so they got three different brigades that are going in different directions. And usually we don't have that many leaving. We always have rotations going on, and there are soldiers coming and going. But this is one of the more significant events. Again, they're not leaving permanently. They're just going to various assignments around the world. But when you have 6,000 plus soldiers that are going to be leaving, that is felt in the economy, in this whole region's economy, because some of the soldiers live on post, but some of them live in Junction City and Manhattan and Wamego. And so the entire region feels that. That's a significant amount of a population for this region to have them gone. And when they're gone, they're not going to be spending money in the local region. And in addition to that, you know, a lot of the soldiers in this day and age are married and have families, and sometimes those that spouses that don't have children or they're preschool age, sometimes when they know that their spouse is going to be gone for 9 months or so, they may want to get some help and move back with mom and dad for a period of time. And so that also has an impact on the community. And also when one spouse is gone, usually major purchases like buying a car or furniture does not occur unless the other spouse is around. So I know that almost every retailer in our area is concerned and expects to see some sort of a dip during that time frame. So we're monitoring it. And one of the things that we tried to do at the Chamber, and Fort Riley has been a great partner in doing this, is to give a lot of advance notice that this would be coming up. And so many months ago, they started talking to the news media and to the chambers and just letting us know that there was going to be a significant number of soldiers that were going to be gone. And, of course, obviously, we wish them safety as they depart. And we try to, as a community, support the soldiers. Our chamber, along with the Junction City chamber, we both have full-time military liaison personnel on our staffs that work with the military and try to, anytime there's a major transition that's occurring at Fort Riley, that we're there to support the families that are here during the 9 month period of time that they're gone. So, but from an economic standpoint, we're all very concerned with that, and we're going to monitor that very closely as this time goes on. And we'll look forward. They'll start deploying over the next 30, 45 days. We'll start seeing that impact. And so, you are correct as you made your opening comment that, this community and this area is used to deployments, and they do come and go as our soldiers go off to protect our freedom, and we appreciate the service that they do. We'll always look forward to coming up in November and December when they all come back safely home to Fort Riley, and we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, it doesn't matter when you see that number of folks gone. That also gets coupled a little bit with the fact that K-State's enrollment over the last several years has dropped almost 10%, and we have seen that impact in our community too. Students obviously rent apartments and they buy things, and then when their parents come to visit them, they take them out to dinner, or their girlfriends or boyfriends or sisters or brothers come. That always adds something to the economy. So when you combine both what is just happening at Fort Riley and being down, merchants expect to see a little bit of an impact. And now on the good side, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, is that our you know, we've our local employers outside of K-State and Fort Riley have been expanding numbers of employees that they've been hiring. And so our total personnel that are employed in Manhattan is definitely holding its own and has continued to expand, although it's a little slower. But in the within the city limits of Manhattan, we have about 30,000 people that are employed and working. And when you look over the last 10 years, that's up significantly. When we used to be around 25 to 26,000, and now we're up close to 30,000, and that's according to the Kansas Department of Labor. So that's those are good things, and that's going to help keep our economy going.
All right. Well, yeah, and it's definitely something to keep an eye on here, and I'm sure a lot of those retailers are preparing for that here. So they will be back then in the later part of the year then.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're gone about 9 months, okay. And so they will be coming back. This is not, and I know you have folks on from Fort Riley and the Governor's Military Council, and this is not where they're leaving and going away and not never coming back. It's just a temporary deal. And of course, nobody can predict world events, but we're hopeful that in 2020 we'll get a chance that we won't have quite as many deployments, so folks will be around a little bit more.
You bet. Well, let's take another break. We'll come back. We got some more to get to here with Lyle Butler yet. We'll do that next here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is sponsored by ESB Financial.